When we had our Advent reflections, I shared with you guys. This thing's weird. Pull it up flat. Okay, there we go. I shared with you guys that I've been struggling with anger, so I wanted to give you an update. Some days are good, some days are not so good. That's the update. it's still a struggle, but I discovered something. Number one, I find that I feel angry when I don't feel I have a choice. So that's when I tend to feel more resentful and angry. And the other time that I feel that way is when I feel I'm not being taken seriously. So what does that have to do with the Lord's Supper and what does that have to do with the Lord's Supper? So I found a couple of verses. We've been reading Romans in small group. And in Romans 8, it says here, "So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit." So, because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you. So, freedom. I have a choice. I have freedom. Wanting to be taken seriously, wondering if I'm heard. In chapter 8, verse 26, "And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying, for the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. So God takes me seriously. The Spirit knows what I need and what I'm trying to do and how hard this is. So I find comfort in God's words." And thinking back to Advent and how we're waiting throughout the year on Christ, even though we have our struggles, we still get to participate in God's plan. He still counts on us. He still wants us to be his hands and his children as we go out into the world and affect others. So with that, will you share this meal?